This is Brother Gino. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me once again for the Pastor's Study. It's certainly a blessing to be with each and every one of you once again. And I praise God as the Pastor's Study enters the sixth year of broadcasting gospel messages and studies from the Word of God. And of course, when Brother Gino says the Word of God, the Scriptures, he means none other than the Authorized Version 1611 King James Bible. And I praise God that God not only inspired his Word, but he's also preserved it in the King James Bible. And again, I thank my faithful listeners that listen each week, and I thank those who have just joined me maybe for the first time today. I want to mention before we go to our study that the Pastor's Study does have an audio cassette tape catalog that has a listing of all the studies for the past 6 years, amen. And if any of you would like a free catalog, the young lady at the end of the broadcast will give you the address that you can contact Brother Gino and get your free tape catalog, amen. And I pray that'll be a blessing to you. Now, before we begin today in our study, I want to offer up a prayer to our Heavenly Father. To Heavenly Father, again, I thank you for the privilege to come today to teach from thy word. Thank you that we do have thy preserved words, dear God. And Father, I thank you for the past 6 years, dear God, and how many more years that you'll give us for the broadcast of the Pastor's Study. And Father, we pray that you'd bless your word as it goes forth today, and we know that you've promised that it will not return void. And Father, we pray that you would bless the listener today. Dear God, maybe someone is having a struggle or trial or a temptation in our lives, and maybe there's something that they can hear today to help them to walk closer to thee. And Father, I want to remember the wonderful people at WGCR and the ministry, the radio ministry there of Anchor Baptist Church. And I praise God for Brother Barton, Pastor Barton, and just the wonderful people at the radio station that have been such a blessing to me over these 6 years. Dear God, now, we just ask all of this in your Son Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, today's study is entitled Characteristics of Those Who Have Been with Jesus. Characteristics of Those Who Have Been with Jesus. We need to turn to the book of Acts, chapter 4. And let's read down together the first 14 verses of that chapter 4 of the book of Acts. And as they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them, and they put them in hold unto the next day, for it was now evening tide, or eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men were about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes, and Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have ye done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole? Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed, standing with them, they could say nothing against it. In our study is really from verse 13. Let's read that again together. Verse 13 of Acts chapter 4. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them, and here it is, that they had been with Jesus. Now, the background of our text is found in Acts chapter 3, and really sets the stage for what happens in Acts 4. We find there in Acts 3 that Peter and John went to the temple to pray at the ninth hour, or three in the afternoon. And at the entrance of the temple, they encountered a man who had been lame since his birth and had to be carried around by others. The man had been laid at the gate of the temple to ask for alms for those that entered the temple. See, he was begging for money, basically. As Peter and John are about to enter the temple, this man asks alms of them. Now let's turn to chapter 3 of the book of Acts and look at verses 4 through 9 of Acts 3 together. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. You see, what had happened was a crowd had gathered because of what had happened, because of the healing of this lame man. And then we see that Peter began to preach Jesus. And the rest of Acts chapter 3 gives us the message that he preached. Now notice again verse 13 of Acts chapter 4. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. So the crowd that had gathered, they saw some things. They perceived some things. They marveled at some things. They took knowledge that Peter and John had been with Jesus. My friends listening today, I ask you this question, or questions. Does anybody know from being around you that you've been with Jesus? Today on the pastor's study, we ask the question, what are the characteristics of those who have been with Jesus? The first thing we want to see is people who have been with Jesus are faithful to God. Now these men, Peter and John, these men were faithful in their prayer life. Go back to Acts chapter 3, verse 1. It says, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. You see, my friends, it was because of their faithfulness to prayer that they were given this opportunity to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there are many verses in Scripture that speak about the importance of prayer. Let's look at a few of them today. Notice what Jesus said in Luke chapter 18, verse number 1. Jesus said that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Amen? We're not to ever stop praying. If you stop praying, the devil's going to have a stronghold with you. You're going to be defeated. Paul wrote to the Romans in chapter 12 and verse 12. He said, continuing instant in prayer. Again, he wrote to the church at Ephesus in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Of course, that chapter 6 of Ephesians is that great chapter that talks about putting on the whole armor of God and then describes each piece. But Paul says here in Ephesians 6, verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Again, praying always with all prayer and supplication. Amen. In Colossians chapter 4 and verse 2, Paul writes, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Then we read in 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 17 through 18. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Pray without ceasing. And then we have from the first epistle of Peter in chapter 4, verse 7. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Amen. So we see people who have been with Jesus are faithful to God. We see that Peter and John were faithful in their prayer life. So you and I, amen, one of the characteristics that you and I have been with Jesus is that we're faithful to God, we're faithful in our prayer life. Amen. We saw our Lord many times in prayer. In fact, before he chose his 12 apostles, he prayed. Amen. Oftentimes he would go apart from the others to pray. And when we see him in probably one of the most agonizing times of his life in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed. Amen. These men were faithful also. We're looking at characteristics of those who have been with Jesus. People who have been with Jesus are faithful to God. And we saw that Peter and John were faithful in their prayer life. They were also faithful in their witness. In their witness. Look in Acts chapter 3, verse 18. But those things which God before had shewed by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. Peter is speaking, he's reaffirming what the prophets said about Christ was fulfilled. Amen. Even though the prophets may not have known they were talking about Jesus Christ, but he said what they said in the Old Testament, amen, was fulfilled. Look in Acts chapter 4, verse 10. Be it known unto you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you hold. Peter and John were faithful in their witness. We have stated in Matthew chapter 28 and verses 18 to 20, Christians commissioned to witness for Christ. Amen? We read in Matthew 28 and verses 18 through 20, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, and teach all nations, baptizing them. Let me back up a minute here, getting ahead of myself. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen and amen to that. Praise the Lord. That's our commission. To witness, amen, to witness for Jesus Christ. Amen. I like that when he says, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. You see, Peter and John, in their witness, were fulfilling this commission. They seized every opportunity to share Christ, to witness for Christ, be it with the lame man, amen, with the people who came out to them, with the council, with many others to come. They shared or they witnessed to the grace that was given to them. Look in Acts with me, chapter 3. Acts chapter 3 with me, if you would. In Acts chapter 3, verse number 6. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He shared that grace that was given to them, Peter and John, by the healing of this lame man. They weren't afraid of the naysayers. And you have to remember this. Whenever you witness for Christ, some will respond positively. Let's see the positive reaction in verses 8 and 9 of Acts 3. And he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Acts chapter 4, verse 4. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. So we see a positive response to their preaching. The lame man believed and was healed, and many also we see here in Acts chapter 4, verse 4, who heard, amen, the word, believed. But also, you've got to expect some will respond negatively. Look in Acts chapter 4 again, in verses 1 and 2. And as he spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. So these rulers, those who didn't believe, including the rulers, amen, they were not happy campers of what was being preached, amen. Now, but Jesus told us, did he not, what to expect, amen, when you witness for him and you live for him? Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 15. The Gospel of John with me, chapter 15. And when we get to 15, we want to look at verses 18 through 21 together. Jesus said, if the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. So you're in good company, amen. If you're witnessing for Christ, living for Christ, and the world hates you for it, well, you're in good company because they hated Christ and they still do. If you were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than the Lord, than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. Now, we are not to fear those who reject our witness. Amen. Turn with me to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 25. Because if you fear those, amen, who reject your witness for Christ, it says here in Proverbs 29, 25, the fear of man bringeth a snare. So that fear is going to trap you, snare you, keep you from witnessing for Christ and living for Christ. But whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be saved. So that's what you need. Not to fear man, but put your trust in the Lord. Paul reminds us in 2 Timothy chapter 1 in verse 7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So that spirit of fear that you may have is not coming from the Lord. It's coming from the devil. Amen. Instead, we need to give thanks unto God. Amen. That's what we need to do. Paul writes to the Corinthians in his second letter to them, and he says, in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 through 16. Let's turn there together. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. Now thanks be unto God, which also causes us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are not under God a sweet savor, for we are under God, for we are under God a sweet savor of Christ in them that are saved and in them that perish. To the one we are the Savior of death unto death, and to the other the Savior of life unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? Amen. Again, for we are under God a sweet Savior of Christ in them that are saved and them that are perish. And who is sufficient for these things? Are you sufficient for these things? Amen. Again, we're looking at characteristics of those who have been with Jesus. They're faithful to God. We saw that Peter and John were faithful in prayer, faithful in their witness for Christ, and also they were faithful in their message. Amen. They were faithful in their message. We need to go back to Acts chapter 4 for a moment. Acts chapter 4 with me. And in Acts chapter 4, verse number 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And of course, in this politically correct world we're living in, that would be considered hate speech, would it not? It would be a negative message, would it not? But that's what the words of God say. That's what the scripture says. There is salvation, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men where we must be saved. Only by the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. By believing on the name of Jesus Christ. Believing on Christ. Amen. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Not Buddha, not Muhammad, not Allah, amen. Not any of the other fakers and false prophets, no, the Lord Jesus Christ. They never changed, Peter and John, never ever changed their message. And neither should we, amen. Notice in Acts chapter 5 and verse 42. We read, and daily in the temple, in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Should we do anything less? Of course not. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 23, but we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. 1 Corinthians 9:16. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. He kept preaching it, Paul. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. For we preach not ourselves, Paul wrote, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Colossians 1:28. Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. And then finally tells Timothy, Paul, 2 Timothy 4:2, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Paul never wavered from his message, never changed the message. And even though Some churches have become politically correct and let the philosophy of the world in, we should not. The message never changes. It's by, we say by Christ, we say by grace, amen? We say by grace, by faith in Christ alone. And that's the message that the apostles preached, amen? And as Christians, as we witness for the Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to preach the death, the burial and resurrection. Christ died. He died for our sins, was buried, rose again the third day to save lost sinners. We're going to continue this study on the pastor's study next time. Until we meet again, this is Brother Gino. Thank you once again for joining me for the pastor's study. Until we meet again, my prayer is that God would richly bless you, and good day.